Okay, so if I can just get your full name and position, that'd be great.
Carol Collin, Road Safety Officer for Kent County Council.
Brilliant. And why are you guys out here today?
Well, our main aim is casualty reduction, and most of the crashes occur on urban roads or town roads, about over 70% of crashes. So we want people to be aware of that and to be out there spotting the hazards and making sure they drive at an appropriate speed.
And what are some of the hazards? Why do so many crashes happen in urban areas?
There could be things like a mum with a pushchair where the kids are screaming, or they've chucked something out of the pushchair and she's not concentrating as she pushes them across the road. There could be an ice cream van where the kids have got their ice creams and they're desperate to cross back, frightened of them melting. There could be a teenager texting on a phone or with the iPod in their ears so they can't hear what's happening and they're not paying attention. So we need the drivers to pay double attention to make sure that they don't pull out in front of these hazards.
And when you say appropriate speed, you don't always mean the speed limit, do you?
No, if they're driving at the speed limit, that could be too fast. So, for example, outside a school, if the speed limit is 30, that could be too fast for the conditions at that particular time of the day. So it might be more appropriate if they only drove at 20.
Brilliant. So what message would you like to send back to our listeners about today?
Just be aware when you're driving through towns what the speed limit is, but even so, should you be driving at that speed, and also to look out for all the hazards. And if they leave enough gap from the car in front of them and bring their speed down, hopefully that'll give them more time to react to any possible hazards that are out there.
Brilliant. Just one last question. How does the simulator help?
The simulator we can set up to provide a road scene with hazards, and people can drive and make sure that they're driving at the appropriate speed and also looking out for hazards to ensure that they have a safe drive.
And just your I asked for your full name and position, didn't I, at the beginning?